Two national chains, Dollar General and Family Dollar, have established a number of new stores in Vermont in recent years. They've moved into some communities without much fuss, but as they've proliferated, there's been increasing concern about their impact. The concern revolves around how they'll affect locally owned businesses, whether they're contributing to sprawl, and how their size and generic appearance fit into a community. In South Hero, Janine Belangeri says she thinks a proposed Dollar General store there would change the character and affect the economy of her town.
We all came here to escape that type of strip mall, box store town, and, you know, to raise our families, as well as people come here in the summer to vacation, and they're not coming to, I don't think, to shop at box stores.
Belangeri is organizing opposition to the dollar store proposal in South Hero. The application process for the store is in the early stages. The most protracted fight over a dollar store in Vermont is underway in Chester against another proposed Dollar General. Sean Cunningham's group, Smart Growth Chester, has waged a nearly two-year fight against the proposal. Cunningham has raised $18,000 to date, but he says it will take more to continue the battle.
This doesn't happen, you know, without resources, and some people have been extremely generous. I mean, we've gotten $5 contributions, and we've gotten $500 contributions from people who, you know, realize that this really does matter, and they come in and write a check.
Cunningham's group is currently appealing both the Chester Development Review Board approval of the Dollar General plan and the District Environmental Commission's Act 250 permit for the store. Lawyer James DeMont represents Smart Growth Chester and opponents of another dollar store in Ferrisburg. He's also met with the opponents of the South Hero store. But DeMont says local opposition alone isn't enough for these groups to succeed. Their arguments have to be based on zoning bylaws and town plans that are clear about what development is appropriate.
Act 250 really looks at your town plan, and the Vermont Supreme Court has said that the Act 250 criterion that requires conformance with a town plan is not going to be applied unless your town plan has some very specific language in it. Many town plans have wonderful language in it that talks about our goal for this town, but doesn't meet the specificity requirements of the Vermont Supreme Court case law.
Last year, a District Environmental Commission rejected Act 250 applications for $2 stores in Royalton, citing the town plan, which calls for limited retail development in the area where the stores were to be located. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.